Right, the story of Zacchaeus. Now, can any of the boys and girls remember what was the name of the town where that story took place, right at the beginning of our Bible reading? Can you remember? Begins with a Jericho. Brilliant. Jericho. Now, let me show you on a map where Jericho is. Can you see it up in the middle towards the right-hand side there? And you can see Jerusalem, which is the capital city. Just below Jerusalem, you can see Bethlehem. What important thing happened in Bethlehem? Rebecca, that's where Jesus was born. What's the name of the town where he lived? It's not on the map. It's higher up. Nathan. Nazareth. Well done. Nazareth is just a bit higher up. The River Jordan is actually running down that way. Lake Galilee is up at the top above where the map is, and the River Jordan runs down from Galilee into the Dead Sea. So Nazareth is just up a bit higher up there. Can anyone see the town where Goliath came from? Daniel. Gath. Yeah. Over here. It's where the Philistines used to live there. So there's Jericho. Now, Jericho is in the Jordan Valley, right next to a range of hills and mountains. Jerusalem's up in the hills. You can see it looks quite rugged there, doesn't it, up that central bit? And Jericho is right on the edge of the valley, just before the hills begin, where the land is quite flat. It looks a bit like this. We've got a picture of that area. That's Jericho today. So you can see how flat it is in the valley. And here on the left-hand side, that's just the beginnings of those hills and mountains that lead up to Jerusalem. So that's where the story took place. And that's where Jesus was walking. And that's where Zacchaeus lived. Now, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He took people's tax off them. Any of the boys and girls know what tax is? What is tax? Anyone know? Well, let me tell you, when you grow up and you get a job and you start earning money, every month, when you get your money off the person you work for, some of the money that you get, you don't get, because it's immediately taken off you and it goes to the government in tax. And your tax goes to the government and they spend it on all kinds of things that the country need, and a whole lot of things that the country doesn't need, actually. But a lot of things that the country needs. So what kind of things that we all need in the country do you think tax might pay for? What might it pay for? Fire engines, yeah, the fire brigade. What else? Oh, schools. You would say that with your mum there, wouldn't you? Hospitals. It does pay for some people's cars. You're absolutely right. More people than should get them as well. Rebecca, one more thing. The army, yeah, and all the armed forces. All kinds of things that the country needs. Someone has to pay for it. Well, it's me and it's your mum and dad that pay for it in our tax. Now, Zacchaeus used to collect tax. And he used to collect it for... Who do you think he collected tax for? Any ideas? Nathan? Yeah, but which government? Who do you think took the tax, Daniel? The Romans. He would collect tax for the Romans. That meant he wasn't very popular. People didn't like to have to give their money to the Romans. And Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector. He was the boss. He probably took the most. And the thing is, tax collectors would cheat people. Someone might come up and they might only owe £300 and they've only got a £500 note. And he'd say, "That'll do, thanks very much. Where's my change?" "On your way." "That's not nice." Or he might look up in his records and he might read, "This person owes £750. That's not a very nice number. Let's call it 1,000. You can pay £1,000 instead of 750. And the problem was, because he was collecting money for the Romans, the local Roman soldiers would provide him with protection because he was collecting money for them. They didn't care if he cheated people as long as they got what they needed. If Zacchaeus could make a bit more for himself, well, the Romans didn't care as long as they got their money. And so Zacchaeus could get away with all kinds of things because he had the Romans to protect him. And so people hated him because he cheated them. And it says he was rich. Now, if you go to Jericho today, you can't really see very much of what was around in Jesus' day. It's 2,000 years ago, and Jericho's been knocked down and rebuilt and knocked down and rebuilt loads and loads of times since then. But there are a few little bits where they've managed to dig down into the ground and find some houses. Here's a picture of one place that they found. And you can see the makings of some walls there. And this is thought to be quite a big house. Some people think this actually could be a palace that Herod owned in Jericho. But if Zacchaeus was a wealthy man, maybe he had quite a nice house in Jericho. And maybe the walls were really actually very well constructed like those are there. And maybe everyone knew that this thieving man, this cheating man, Zacchaeus, was getting all of his money because he cheated people out of all the things that they had. And one day, Jesus walks into town. Now, it was at a time when most people had heard of the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And it seems as though Zacchaeus knew about this man. But he didn't know an awful lot about him. Because it says that Zacchaeus said to himself that he sought to see who Jesus was. But we're told something very special about Zacchaeus. What do we hear about Zacchaeus in the story that made it difficult for him to see Jesus? What was it about Zacchaeus that made it difficult? Anyone remember? Can you remember Josiah? He was small. He wasn't very tall. He was only short. And so he couldn't see over the tops of people's heads. And there was always big crowds whenever Jesus went anywhere. And Zacchaeus couldn't see. So there was probably one main road through the town and he knew Jesus would follow it. So he ran ahead. And what did he climb up? What did he climb up? Anisha, you remember? A tree. Can you remember what type of tree? Rebecca, sycamore tree. Anyone know what a sycamore tree looks like in Palestine? I'll show you. It looks like this. There you are. That's a Palestinian sycamore tree. Now, if they all grow like that, there's lots of great branches that aren't too high up that you could probably climb into, get above the crowd, and see what was going on. And Zacchaeus thought, that's exactly what I'll do. And so that's exactly what he did. I found quite a nice drawing of what someone thinks Zacchaeus might have looked like up his tree. See what you think. Maybe he looked a bit like that. But there he was, on his branch, looking, seeing what's going on. And an amazing thing happened. As Jesus came along, he stopped and he looked and he called Zacchaeus by name and he spoke to him directly. And an amazing thing happened. Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' house. Zacchaeus, get down out your tree, run home, because I'm going to come and stay in your house today. Zacchaeus didn't ask Jesus. Jesus told Zacchaeus. And it says that Zacchaeus was absolutely made up. And he jumped out the tree and he ran home. And Jesus went and stayed in the house of Zacchaeus. And the people in the town couldn't believe it. Of all the people to choose, of all the houses to stay in, Zacchaeus, that cheat, that thief, that sinner, why choose him? But Jesus did. And they disappeared into the house of Zacchaeus. Well, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us anything of what happened inside that house. It tells us that Jesus and Zacchaeus went to the house, and then it tells us what Zacchaeus stood and said to Jesus at the end of his visit. But it doesn't say anything about what went on between Jesus and Zacchaeus. We don't know what was said. But we do know that the life of Zacchaeus in that meeting with Jesus was changed completely forever. And we know that for a couple of reasons. The first thing is, in verse 8, Zacchaeus speaks to Jesus. Can any one of the boys and girls remember? This is a hard question. Can you remember what Zacchaeus called Jesus? He used a title. Anyone remember what Zacchaeus might have called Jesus? It's very significant. Begins with a L. Begins with a L. And it's followed by an O. Nathan? Lord. Boys and girls, that is really important. Because Jesus proves in this story that he's the friend of sinners. But it also shows us that when you know Jesus as your friend, you call him Lord. And you own him as your Lord. Because Jesus is the friend of sinners. But he's also very much more than just a friend. He's God. He's God's Son. He's God's Savior. And if he is going to come and live in your life and change your life, he must also be your Lord. If he's not your Lord, he cannot be your Savior. Zacchaeus calls Jesus Lord. There's been a great change in this man's life. This man has become a follower and a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is a man who's realized just how bad his life really was. And he's admitted it to Jesus. Here is a man calling Jesus Lord who's confessed his sin. Boys and girls, Jesus is the friend of sinners, but we must confess our sins to him, like Zacchaeus has done. And when you meet Jesus in the way that Zacchaeus has done, your life changes. And Zacchaeus' life has changed completely. He used to live only for himself, but now he's living for Jesus, you see, because Jesus is his Lord. And because Jesus is his Lord and he's living for Jesus, he also now cares very much about other people when before he never cared for them at all. And here is a man who demonstrates the way his life has changed because he goes around apologizing to everybody. And everyone who he sees as being in need, whether he stole money from them or not, everyone who he sees being in need, he goes around giving them money. And he gives away half of his fortune. And he was a very rich man. Half of it, he just gives it away to anyone who he saw had need. And that was only the start of it, because then he had a huge list. It was probably a very big list. He probably had all the records, because the Romans would have asked him to keep records. He could have gone through all of his records. And he sees all the names. And he knows all the faces. And he knows just how much he's overcharged people. And how much he's cheated people. And he works it all out. And he goes to every single house and he knocks on the door. And it's Zacchaeus. And you think, oh no, he's here for more money. And instead he's got a big wad of money in his hand. And he's apologizing to them. And he said, and here's the money that I owed you. And here it is again because I'm sorry. And here it is again because I'm really sorry. And here it is again because I'm really, really sorry. Because Jesus had changed this man forever. And completely. He only used to live for himself. But now he lives for Jesus. And he cares about others. And he gives back far more than he's taken from them. Jesus says a most wonderful, wonderful thing. That tells us that the way we're thinking about Zacchaeus is right. Here's what Jesus said. The words have come on the screen for us. Salvation has come to this house. What a wonderful thing has happened in the life of Zacchaeus. This man has been saved from all of his sins. He's a Christian man. And God has forgiven him. And he knows God's forgiveness. And that's why he's joyfully putting right all the wrongs that he's done. Because God has saved this man. And then he says another interesting thing. He says this about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham. Now, why does Jesus say that? Well, the Apostle Paul helps us, because later on in the Bible, in one of his letters, Paul explains that Abraham was a true believer in God because of his faith. And those who have that same faith, and only those who have that same faith, they are sons of Abraham. So that phrase tells us that Zacchaeus was a man of faith in God. He's come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put his faith in him. He's believed on him. He's a man of faith now. And then Jesus concludes with this really well-known verse right at the end. It's Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The Son of Man has come to seek. Now, boys and girls, did Zacchaeus shout to Jesus or did Jesus shout to Zacchaeus? Jesus stopped. Jesus looked. And Jesus called him by name, because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save. That's what happened to Zacchaeus that day. Zacchaeus was just curious, sitting in his tree on the branch. And Jesus stopped and called him, Zacchaeus, you come with me. And that's what Jesus does. He's come to seek people out and to call them. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. Boys and girls, on that day, Zacchaeus didn't realize it, but he was one of Christ's sheep. And Jesus saw him and called him. And because Zacchaeus was one of Christ's sheep, even though he didn't know it, he heard. And when Jesus went into his home with him and spoke with him, Zacchaeus heard every single word. And he was wonderfully saved. And boys and girls, we need nothing less than what Zacchaeus had that day. And it's my prayer that each one of us here this morning will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ calling us to himself, to turn from our sins like Zacchaeus did, to admit and confess that we've done wrong things that we should never have done, but to know God as our Saviour and to put our faith and our trust in him, which doesn't just mean being able to say, Jesus is my friend. He is, if you'll trust in him. But much more than that, he's my Saviour and he's my Lord. And I will trust him and walk with him and follow him all the rest of my life. And Jesus will make his home with me, just like he did with Zacchaeus on that day. And your life will be changed forever, just like the life of Zacchaeus was changed completely. And for those of us who are older, perhaps we also need to just pause and just to consider the huge change that came upon Zacchaeus, and just to see how different his life was, and just to examine ourselves again. Is there this kind of heart change and life change visible in me, that people can see the grace of God in such visible ways, that they can see that he truly is my Saviour and my Lord? Zacchaeus experienced a wonderful visit of God's grace. People wondered why on earth Jesus would go to the likes of him. It's a wonder that he should come to any of us, but he does.